Hey, Mike.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Mike. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Good.
That's what
How
I like
are
to
you?
hear. I'm doing well. It's a busy day, but good problem, I guess. I understand you were speaking with Tara. She wanted me to jump on the line to go over some pricing and some details with you. She sent me a slew of cities here and was saying that you had questions or concerns about...
Well, like, for instance, I'll give you a five-second thing. The most profitable thing you can do in home improvement construction is either kitchens and baths or decks. And decks are great because, you know what, you don't have to get into the house. You don't have to worry about damaging shit. You get on the job site, you do a good job, you leave, they pay you, they're happy to see you show up, they're even happier to see you leave. and decks don't leak, decks don't have power failures, decks don't have to have
Usually
a reset.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah, you're in, you're out, you're gone. And, mm-hmm. and everybody remembers you fondly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking to do, we do quite a bit in the Sicklerville, Williamstown area. We do a lot in Vineland. I don't ever want to take a lead in Bridgeton. Okay. Cause I just know when I go out there, I'm just, pissing away time.
Right.
You know, there are certain towns that I know that demographically,
different people.
They're fine. You know?
Yeah.
And so the idea that I've been marketing through Angie's, it's a love-hate relationship. At the end of the day, I get a lot of business from them. At the end of the day, their fees are ridiculous, but it's working. So, it's like a constipated dog. You never want to fix that. You just want to, it's working. So getting to the top of local of people that go searching for deck building companies and so forth, I'm not sure that people go to Google to find deck builders. They either go to Angie's, they go to Yelp, I've done the Yelp thing, and you get more phone calls from Asian guys wanting to, optimize your listing than you ever get from customers. So, Yelp's a disaster. Google, it just seems like it's a very expensive way to get to the top of the list. So,
well, if you're doing pay-per-click, so the reason we're reaching out to you today is because we have a local listing, and the way these work is it's based off of the location. So the location's in Vineland, and then they're going to send a pin there, and then that pin is the center mark. The center mark from there, you could go up to 40 miles, but we do have the ability – you don't have to cover the full 40. So we have the ability to exclude certain areas. If you're like, hey, I'm not going to accept leads from there, we can make it so you don't show to those people in those areas, right?
What's the cost? Is it per lead or is it per month?
No. Yeah, that's Google Ads. Google Ads is pay-per-click. Google Guarantee is pay-per-lead. Those are both services we do here as well, but this one is Google Places. So it's a local business listing, no lead fees, no click fees, no call fees. It's just a flat rate, $249 month to month, and that's it. Month to month, correct. You're not buying it any longer.
Cancel anytime.
Can cancel anytime. No cancellation fees. No penalties. No funny business. Just straightforward. We want somebody that wants to be up there and be found and take on these clients.
And so let me understand this. Mm-hmm. So if I type in Dex Vineland or remodeling Vineland, whatever the hell we settle on, or maybe two or three different topics. Mm. I'll be the first one that shows up, or second one, fifth, first, second, third, fourth, that type of thing.
I'm sorry, say that one more time. You cut out for a second.
So if I do this, right?
If I do this
with you guys, mm-hmm. if my cousin in Ocean City types in, Dex Vineland, I'm going to be at or near the top of the list.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, there's only three that show, so you'll be one of those top recommended options there next to the map.
Okay. Now, how do I translate stuff like, do you also do stuff where like you take my Angie reviews and you can put those in Google? Do you have that service also?
We can't transcend reviews onto the Google platform just because Google has verified reviews.
Okay.
So somebody has to be logged into their email and actually write the review and put the star rating. But we do have an app, Mike. And the app, you'll get your own username and password. You'll have your own section of the app where you could go in there and you could send people from the past that have written those reviews a text, and it'll have your Google business profile that we verify and create for you, and they could put the star rating and write those reviews. And it's a simple text message.
Well, I've got a Google business profile.
Perfect. Yeah. Then we just got to verify it, and then once it's verified, we got to go into it. You'll add us as manager, and then we'll do
it's
the optimization.
Verified.
Perfect.
Type in my company name, Veterans Construction Services LLC.
I'm throwing out blanket statements. I didn't look,
okay.
But I assume some people that I talk to, they don't have it. So if they don't have it, we'll get it done for them. If you do have it, but even better, you know, it's one less thing that we got to get done for you. So it's good that you did that. But obviously the optimization, you'll have to add us as managers so we could get into it and actually move it up to the first page based on Google's algorithm updates.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So what's the process here for onboarding us?
Oh, very easy. Very easy. So, actually now that I have your Google business profile, most of the information's already there. I just need your first, your last, your email, your primary business line. They want the address for PIN verification. Looks like you already did that. They may request video verification again if you haven't got through that section. So it's better just filling out the form and then setting up an appointment with our back-end technicians who are actually going to build everything for you. And they'll interview you and go over all the keywords, the specific cities. We've already taken a lot of notes.
Is there any cost for that back office thing besides the $249?
No. The client interview is a part of the service. We want to customize the marketing for your business so that way your customers are qualified and not wasting your time.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I'll try anything. I'll try anything once or twice just to see how it works. But right now, basically, my business is I use Angie's primarily. You know, it's really funny.
You're gonna love this.
What's that?
If you could do anything with Angie's, you'll love being on Google. It's just better.
Well, I hope so. But I guess the way I'm going to differentiate it is I'll be getting incoming calls as opposed to making the direct call.
Sure.
Nothing would make me happier than to tell Angie's to go pound sand.
You'll be able to do that. Definitely. A lot of my clients that have used that, they tell me that we wish we would have called.
Where's your office based out of?
Sound
I see you got a 609. Okay, so yeah, so you got a 609 phone number, so I was kind of. I like that.
Voiceover internet system, but with Google they give you tracking numbers, and it's Google Voice. I don't know if you've heard of that before. We can give that to you too. That'll help you track the clients, but again, the tracking system will also help you track the clients too in the app.
Okay.
But yeah, we're actively using Google Voice right now, so it gives you a local number.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got my own cell phone, so that's fine. I don't care about that. But we'll get that. Yeah, I'm interested in doing it.
Okay. So let me create the account and get you signed up here, and then I got to schedule the client.
Here's my issue. I got to walk into my eye doctor and drop off a piece of paper. So if you want to call me back in 10 minutes, we can do this.
Oh, well, this is the easy part. I just need 2 minutes with you, and then we're good to go until the client interview appointment.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, last name, Mike?
Bergen, B-E-R-G-E-N.
B-E-R-G-E-N. And then email address where I could send the receipt, everything in writing?
Send it to veterans,
construction,
SVCS, @gmail.com.
Okay. You're going to love that, too, because of the veterans, credit. That's how I got your rate down. If you go online, you'll actually see we charge $3.99 monthly for this service. So saved you some money there. Cool. Thank you for your service.
Not a problem. Appreciate it.
Yeah, we're close to Camp Pendleton here in Southern California. What's your business email address?
So that's the Marine Corps base. You have to do everything in crayons there.
I've drove by it a few times, and I have some people that have gone there. My brother actually went there, and then he ended up becoming a Ranger, which is weird. They sent him to Iraq.
At least he joined the Army.
So. Yeah. Yeah,
we always joke with the one of my best friends is a former Marine colonel, mm-hmm. and this guy's still full piss and fire and everything.
Yeah,
and I gave him a custom made T-shirt, and it just says, I'm a colonel. I have neither the crayons nor the time to explain this shit to you.
Oh man, yeah. My brother is a different animal. My best friend, childhood friend, he's still in the Marines right now, and he's always like posting videos of them launching mortars and crazy stuff down there. But my brother, Army Ranger, he's like 170 pounds soaking wet, and he's just tough as nails. This is the guy.
Yeah, the small guys are the ones you got to worry about.
Yeah, he's just a psychopath. Yeah. He's a psychopath. Got a couple screws loose.
I see.
Yeah.
Oh, that certainly helps. All right. So what else do you need? So you got my email address.
Yeah. So I actually created the whole profile based on what I gathered online. Got your hours of operation 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, Saturday, Sunday closed. I gathered the same address, so no change in that 1716 Redwood Drive, right?
Right.
Okay. Do you want me to hide that address or leave it on Google?
No, I don't care. I don't care. I'm 6'5" and 280 pounds. Anybody comes looking for me, I'm fine. No, actually, I'm not.
You're not?
The Second Amendment says in a well-regulated militia, sign the fuck up. If you want to sign the fuck up. Sorry. I'm the last liberal in captivity.
Got it. Okay. I'm a libertarian in captivity. all right. So we got you.
We were out in Southern California 2 weeks ago, and it was, mm-hmm. it was wonderful. I didn't see one fucking red hat. It was amazing. I loved it.
Oh yeah. Where we're at, we're a little north of Pendleton in Orange County. So they're notorious for being like Republican actually. So they're everywhere. Yeah. It's unfortunately,
you know, we were down in San Diego, so it was pretty funny.
Yeah, San Diego, or if you go a little more north up into L.A., and then it's like, okay.
Oh, L.A., yeah.
Yeah, we're nestled along the coastline over here.
We were, well, my wife and I both did DLI up at Monterey, so.
Oh, I love that. You see all the whales and everything up there?
Yeah, that and Russian textbooks. long time ago.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, we're good. I just got to secure the first month's payment of the $249 and schedule your client interview.
Okay. Let me give you – you take American Express?
Yeah. I mean, they usually tell me to ask for something because they do charge us – or ask for something different because they do charge us a fee for Amex. But if that's all you have, then yeah.
Well, I prefer to use that. I get my miles.
I know. I have Amex.
Okay. So the account is 3716.
Okay.
8101025100005.
Okay. Expiration.
It expires on 5/30.
All right. And 4-digit code on the front.
Is 0600.
All right. So I'm going to process this for $249. It's a month-to-month reoccurring charge on the 21st day each month. You'll keep the same pricing structure of $249 for as long as you choose to remain with us. As mentioned earlier, you could discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you ever do decide to discontinue, please let us know before the 21st day so we could stop it from automatically billing you. And it says, do you agree to those renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
All right. I'm going to send you everything in writing. I know you got to run. I've tried to do things fast.
Yep.
But also, when can we do the client interview appointment? Usually takes like 30 to 45 minutes, but we asked for an hour.
It's going to rain like hell tomorrow, so tomorrow would probably be a good day.
Okay. Looking at tomorrow, how about 11 to 12 tomorrow?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, that's fine.
Well, you tell me. I mean, I got anything between
no,
10 a.m. and
no,
7
no, I know you're in California. No, I was just – no, I was
yes,
just saying –
Yes, 8 a.m.
I
mean, here.
I'm good. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, that's fine.
All right, I got you. So I'm going to send you –
I don't want somebody to have to get up at 5.
Yeah, I'm up anyway. I got two kids. They're just wild. but, all right, I got you scheduled between 11 and 12. I'll send you a calendar invitation to your email address, and then I'll text you 1 hour before as a heads-up reminder.
Not a problem.
All right. Well, I'll talk to you then. Enjoy
Thanks.
The rest of your day, and then look out for our call. You're going to get some texts and emails here with confirmation and everything in writing, access to your tracking system. So those will start
yeah.
coming through here over the next couple of minutes.
All right. Very good.
All right, Mike. I'll talk to
Thanks.
You then, okay?
Appreciate
you have a good rest of your day.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.